morning. Welcome to our devotion today. We're going to continue looking at faith in action. And I love the story found in Acts chapter 3, verse 1. One afternoon, Peter and John went to the temple for the 3 o'clock prayer. As they came to the entrance called the Beautiful Gate, they were captured by the sight of a man crippled from birth, being carried and placed at the entrance to the temple. He was often brought there to beg for money from those going into worship. When he noticed Peter and John going into the temple, he begged them for money. Peter and John, looking straight into the eyes of the crippled man, said, "Look at us." Expecting a gift, he readily gave them his attention. Then Peter said, "I don't have money, but I'll give you this. By the power of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and walk." Peter held out his hand to the crippled man. As he pulled the man to his feet, suddenly power surged into his crippled feet and ankles. The man jumped up, stood there for a moment stunned, and then began to walk around. As he went into the temple courts with Peter and John, he leapt with joy and shouted praises to God. We've all sung this song as a little child where we sing walking and leaping and praising God. But we're talking about faith in action. You know, so often we feel that we can just give financially to a church and that's our responsibility done. Or we think maybe giving just a handout to somebody. But faith in action saw Peter and John realizing that financially this man didn't just need a daily meal. He needed a complete, incredible, miraculous healing that would change his lifestyle, that would be a witness to those around him in the city. And that's what was needed. And so they don't give him money, they pray for healing. Isn't that amazing? You know, sometimes we think, oh, I don't know if I can pray for somebody. You've got nothing to lose. Imagine they get healed. I've prayed for so many people in my life. I've even prayed for myself. There's sometimes it works and there's sometimes it doesn't. Our job is not to ask the questions, why is it not working? Our job is to step out in boldness and trust God to see the miraculous. And you never know, you may have somebody walking around Pick and Pay, walking and leaping and praising God. You know, so often in my life, God has done this miraculous, we've seen the power of God, but then all of a sudden we become embarrassed, we become shy. I love seeing men celebrate rugby and sporting events. How much more should we be celebrating faith in action, celebrating a miracle? I love that he was a testimony to those around him. The Bible says that the people were astonished as they recognized that this was the same beggar. I would love people to be astonished as I walk around, jumping, singing, being joyful, knowing that God not only has provided financially in my life, but that I am a walking miracle. Won't you be a walking miracle today? Allow God to change your lifestyle. Allow Him to provide for you, not only financially, but physically, emotionally, spiritually. And won't you testify of His goodness? Won't you be a joy-filled person sharing the good news of Jesus this morning? He really has done such good things in our lives, and we need to show that to the others around us needing a miracle. My friend, won't you allow God to get your attention this morning? Look Him in His eyes and know that He's working on your behalf. And mostly remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.